studs. Studs.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman, man.
Timmy Conway Jr., look at you, man.
All right, real quickly, might as well talk about this a-hole in Omaha, huh?
Oh, geez.
Jesus Christ.
Just an unbelievable story. I'm laying on the couch.
Holidays.
And I'm trying to, you know, I'm laying on the couch today, and I'm trying to flip around, trying to find something, you know, like whether it's a Love Boat rerun or something that's going to just take me away for an hour.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I can't get away from this nut job.
Well, we'll do that for you here shortly. But Omaha, Nebraska, a man opened fire with a rifle at a busy department store Wednesday, killing eight people before taking his own life in an attack that made holiday shoppers run screaming through a mall and barricade themselves in dressing rooms. Five more people were wounded, two critically. Witnesses said the gunman fired down on shoppers from a third floor balcony at the Von Muir department store.
Yeah, I think
Von
that's
Maur,
how
Von
they,
Muir?
I think that's how they've been pronouncing it. Yeah.
Quote, my knees rocked. I didn't know what to do. I just ran with everybody else, said Kevin Klein, 29, who was shopping with his 4-year-old daughter.
Jesus.
At the Westroads Mall in a prosperous neighborhood on the city's west side. He said he hid in a dressing room with four other shoppers and an employee. Can you imagine how scared, S-less that 4-year-old was? Oh, please. The shooter, a 20-year-old Robert A. Hawkins of Bellevue, was found dead, thank God, on the third floor with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And his victims were discovered on the second and third floors. Well, that's great. Mr. MASH. What's his name? Mike. He's a guy from the MASH series. Mike. Okay, always defending the killers in this country.
Oh, my gosh. The actor. Mike Farrell.
Mike Farrell. Yeah. Well, Mike Farrell won't have to get on a plane and go defend this guy.
You know, this is an amazing story. And you think of people out there and what makes it, I mean, obviously it's tragic all the way around. But these people are out there probably Hanukkah shopping or Christmas shopping with the first night of Hanukkah starting last night. And people are in a celebratory mood. And these cowards, and that's really what they are, they're cowards. They're like vultures. They set down upon unsuspecting, innocent people and pull this crap. It's just so scary. I mean, I think about people I love who might be Christmas shopping. I think about your wife, your daughter, who might be out doing some Christmas shopping. It's horrible that we have to live in fear like this in our own country.
That is absolutely true. Well, he's dead, and the gunman killed eight people, and then apparently killed himself. Authorities gave no motive for the attack.
Yeah.
And said they did not know whether he said anything during the rampage. After his family kicked him out, Hawkins lived for a little more than a year with a friend's family in a house in a middle-class Bellevue neighborhood. When he first came to the house, he was introverted, a troubled young man.
That's always the case.
Who was like a lost puppy that nobody wanted. Mm. Oh, boy.
Well, you know what, buddy? This reminds me. I have a very good friend who is very close to a family of one of the Virginia Tech victims. And you remember, I don't know how many months ago it was now, the shooting at Virginia Tech where, you know, came in with guns and shot students and faculty and all of that.
Right.
A terrible story. And I asked my friend, I said, well, what happened to your friend's sister? And she was in the classroom and one of these, you know, the gunman comes in and just starts shooting kids in the classroom. And they, of course, get under their desk. They get behind their desk. They do anything they can to save their lives. The shooting stops. The gunman leaves the classroom. This girl, my friend's sister, gets up now to lock the door with another classmate and put a chair up against the door so that the door can't be opened, so that they might be safe in that room.
Wow.
And just as they're about to do that, this son of a bitch comes back through the door. And kills them both.
And kills both of them?
Kills both of them. And this is a family now that is in incredible mourning over the loss of their daughter. And imagine, you know, how many families tonight are feeling similarly as a result of this shooting.
Well, I mean, it's crazy here. I'll read the rest of this and we'll... Hawkins said that he would not be a burden on his family anymore. That's the kid who killed everybody. He says, now I'll be famous. Hawkins was fired from his job at a nearby McDonald's this week. Wonder why. Wonder why they fired the crazy guy.
Yeah.
And he had recently broken up with his girlfriend. Look at that. Jerry, does that make you feel crazy? A little bad?
Why would it make me feel bad?
Because this guy's got a chick?
Can you imagine what his chick looked like?
Police received a 911 call from someone inside the mall, and shots could be heard in the background. By the time officers arrived, 6 minutes later, the shooting was over. That's horse crap, 6 minutes during the holiday season.
Yeah, long time.
I go to the Westfield Center, the Topanga Plaza, all the time, and I constantly run into LAPD cops walking around there.
They're all over the place.
Yeah, 6 minutes. 6 minutes in Omaha to get to a mall? How far could they have been?
How many malls could there be in Omaha?
And where are these guys? During the holiday season, there should be a cop at every entrance.
It's a terrible story, and it's people preying on people when they know they'll be most vulnerable. I mean, who would think, being out there Christmas shopping, Hanukkah shopping?
I know. It's just so effing crazy. And,
what it makes you know what, honest to God, Tim? It makes you want to sit home, buy everything online, and not encounter human beings at all.
Nah, see, I still go to the mall. I've never been afraid of the mall at all. Maybe that's, I'm a big, buff...
Well, you're a stud.
...crazy guy who, if somebody opened fire, I probably would run towards the guy.
You are a stud.
Thank you very much. All right, what are you two idiots doing in here? What's going on with you?
Well, we thought we were going to play a game.
Okay, this
yet.
Is like a nursery school. This radio show has turned into a nursery school. We thought we were going to play a game. Well, did you bring your blankets? Because, we're going to turn the lights out and you're going to lay and nap on the floor for a while.
All right. These two hate bad news, so we got to move on with the show. I've never worked with people who just hate bad news.
Jerry, is your smile...
We'll give you guys a break. If you want to hear more about the shooting, turn on KFI. I'm sure... Joe Pags will be a...
I don't believe it, but you know what? A lot of the crazy liberals are going to use this as an excuse to try to take away your Second Amendment freedom. 5201-KFI. So easy to do.
AM 640.
Those shows easy to do. By the way, Jerry, is your smock still in your cubby?
Yeah.
All right.
I was going to get it after the game, dude.
All right. It is like kindergarten a little in here, like first grade.
We thought we were going to play a game.
All right, folks. Real quickly, I don't know if you know this, but Glenn Beck's got a brand new book out.
Glenn Beck is a great friend of mine. And
how well do you know this guy?
Really well.
Is that right?
He's one of my best friends. Glenn Beck does a show on CNN Headline News, and I'm happy to say that I hold a historic spot on his television show.
As?
First guest ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, so if you were sitting in Art's Deli and he walked in, he would recognize you?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
You'd say Brian Whitman.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, we're real friends. I mean, okay. I knew him before he was famous and all of that,
Oh, my.
Oh, my. But he's written a new book. His first book was called Glenn Beck's America or Real America. And this book is called An Inconvenient Book.
Oh, my goodness.
And if you turn to page...
Oh, my word.
Glenn Beck, the talk show host and radio host, his picture is on the front page. Is on the cover. If you turn to page 142, shall I read it to you?
Who's in it?
Well, here we go.
You're in it?
Right or wrong, shouldn't Imus's explanation have found its way into every story that used the Eiffel comments against him, referring to Gwen Eiffel, the reporter. It's not as if his defense was hard to find. He gave it in the middle of the now infamous Al Sharpton interview. It was even fully transcribed for easy access by the New York Times. The Los Angeles Times reported that Imus called the Conway and Whitman show on Los Angeles radio station KLSX and vowed, quote, I plan to be on the radio. I plan to work again. I'm not going to sit around like an old woman, close quote.
My.
Yeah.
My word.
Brian Whitman, one of the show's co-hosts, is not only a close friend of mine, but he's also done a dead-on voice impersonation of Imus for years. Could Brian have actually fooled the LA Times? Yep. A few days later, they apologized in that Los Angeles Times non-apology sort of way. Quote, for the record, the comments were not made by Imus himself, but by the program's co-host. And it goes on to...
Oh,
my God.
So
that's the number one book in the country.
Number one on the New York Times bestseller list.
There's pictures in it, too, Jerry. Look at that.
I know. I picked it up for him today, and he specifically requested that I not flip through it.
Right.
Jerry,
I talked to Jerry on the phone today, and Jerry said, I'm going to the bookstore. I said, dude, then pick up this book for me. I'll pay you for it. But please don't crease it and read it and
why
get your...
Why would I crease it? It's a new book.
Because you're the kind of guy who would order, like, calamari and then start reading the book, and I would have all that, you know,
SO. Oh, my.
So I think if you go to page 142...
Oh, my word.
This is... The New York Times number one bestseller in America.
You and I are in it.
Conway and Whitman. No, you're in it too. We're both here. Conway and Whitman, KLSX.
Thank you.
Mentioned by name on page 142. So, is there another host on the station or show that is mentioned in a New York Times bestseller this week? I think.
Yeah.
I think not.
Yeah.
I think not. I think not.
All right. All right, folks. We're going to take you away a little bit from reality and all the crazy crap going on. And it is time for Family Feud, man. Look at that.
Oh, I got to go get the questions. I thought we were doing Name That Tune first.
We're feuding it up. All right. Today, we are going to play myself, Tim Conway Jr., and Randy Wang will be on the same team. Is that correct?
Works for me.
Or is it me and Jerry?
I thought it was me and you, actually.
Right, me and Jerry. All right. It'll be Jerry Wyschowski and myself, Tim Conway Jr., versus Gina Grad and Randy Wang. And here, is he here?
He's here.
Here a little. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on a second.
It is the host of Family Feud. Everybody knows him, Louie Anderson.
Hi.
Yeah, nice to see you, Louie.
Hi, you guys.
How you been, man?
I'm okay.
You up at the Excalibur, huh?
I perform at the Excalibur every single night except Friday.
Right.
And it's a great show. You should come and see the show.
I'd like to see your act.
Do you like to play the feud?
I do like to play the feud.
And you're the reigning champion, the Conway family. Let's meet them.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hi, Tim.
All right. How you doing, Louie? My name is Tim Conway Jr. I'm from the San Fernando Valley. Went to Portola Junior High, then on to Birmingham High School in the Valley.
And who'd you bring with you?
I brought in Jerry Conway, my younger brother. Jerry, nice to see you.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim. I'm Jerry Conway. Actually, I've followed in Tim's footsteps to an extent. And, you know, Tim's a great guy, and we look forward to winning, Tim.
Yes!
All right. You want to play the feud?
Let's play the feud.
Tim, you want to play
the
feud?
I'd love to play the feud.
Let's play the feud. Okay, let's meet the team you're going to be playing against.
The Grad family.
The Grad family. Hi, Gina.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, Louie. Thank you.
Tell me about yourself.
Well, my name is Gina Grad. I hail from the great state of Kansas, and I'm really happy to be here. I bring with me today my cousin, Randy Wang Grad, and we're really excited to be here.
Hi, Randy.
I'm Randy Wang Grad. I don't hail from Kansas. I hail from the Valley.
Are you single?
I'm single.
Louie, please.
You are?
Yes, I am.
How old are you?
I'm 22, Louie.
Holy.
Always asking about Randy.
Oh, wow. Hey, Randy, you want to play the feud?
You know, I'd like to play the feud.
Hey, Gina Grad, does the Grad family want to knock the Conway family off their pedestal?
We want to play the feud!
Let's play the feud! Okay, shout out by shouting out your name. We're going to have a face-off between Gina and Tim.
All right.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, here we go. Top five answers are on the board. Try to find the most popular answer. We surveyed 100 people. Big is one word used to describe people who are overweight.
Tim. Fat.
Name another term. Fat. Number one answer.
Yes.
Very good, Timmy.
Now, way to go. Now, you should talk it over with your family member, Jerry, if you guys want to play or pass.
You're really fat. I think we can come up with a few.
Yeah,
hey, Jenny, you want to play the feud?
I could definitely do it.
You're going to play or pass?
Well, since my younger brother Jerry has a weight problem, he's heard it all. We think we are going to play the feud.
Okay, and the Grad family, you think of a steal, okay, Gina?
Okay.
We're thinking of a steal.
Hey, Randy, think of a steal, okay?
I'm thinking of a steal.
You're cute. Okay, Jerry.
Yes.
Big is one word used to describe people who are overweight. Name another.
Obese.
Show me obese. Number two answer. No strikes on the board. If you get three strikes, you lose control, and the Grad family gets a chance to steal all the points.
All right.
Okay, Tim, let's go. Big is one word used to describe people who are overweight. Fat and obese are another. There are three more answers.
I'm going to go with overweight.
Good answer.
Good answer, Timmy.
Thank you very much.
Show me overweight.
No! Oh, hell ass.
That's the first strike against you. Oh, hell ass. Let's go to Jerry here. One strike, three answers remain. Big is a word that's used to describe people overweight.
Wait, what's the whole question?
What?
What's the whole question?
I
big?
Just read it.
All right, read it again because I didn't hear it. That's why I screwed up.
Oh, okay. You want to play the feud?
Yes, let's play the feud.
Let's play the feud! Big is one word used to describe people who are overweight. Name another.
I'm going to say big boned.
Good answer.
I like that answer, Timmy.
Tim, this is great.
Yes, great answer. Good answer.
Good support.
Show me big boned.
No.
That's two strikes. Now it comes to you. The pressure's coming to you because there's two strikes. If you get a third strike, the Grad family gets a chance to steal, but there are three answers to remain unrevealed.
Right.
So think about it, Timmy. Give me an answer. Big is one word used to describe people who are overweight. Name another. We have fat and obese.
Fat and obese. I'm going to go, Louis, with Louis Anderson type.
Oh, you're,
good answer.
You're bad.
So I'm going to go with full figured.
Full figured. That's a good answer.
A good answer. I
thank
like that.
Answer.
If it's there, you're okay. If not, third strike. Gina, you ready to steal?
We're ready, Louis.
Show me big boned.
Full figured.
Full figured. Sorry.
Oh, God.
They're both not there. I lost my spot for a second. Three strikes. Sorry, Tim.
Hell.
We're going to come over to the Grad family here. They're huddling up. And if they give us one of the answers that remains on the board, they win. Okay, Gina, 3 seconds. You can steal the points. Big is one word used to describe people who are overweight. Name another.
Okay, Louie, we're going to go with heavy.
If heavy's there, you steal the points. If not, the Conway family picks up the first round. You want to play the feud?
Let's play the feud!
Let's play the feud! Show me heavy!
Oh, hell.
Yeah! Damn it!
Is sure, Ruben you should
have known
that. Is
Ruben on there?
Is Voluptuous in there?
The number four answer was... Number four.
Was Barry Wachowski?
Chubby.
Chubby.
Oh. Come on, man.
Show me number
five. Never heard of big bone.
Plump.
Plump.
Congratulations
Jesus.
To the Grad family. They stole the points.
Chubby. F uses that term.
Way to go. Way to go.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back with a feud, but it's the Grad family winning?
The Grad family's up. And the Conway family is trying to defend their crown. The winner goes for $10,000 here on The Feud. It's Conway and Whitman live. Let's play The Feud! Okay, welcome back to The Family Feud. We have the Conway family.
Thank you very much. Thank
squaring
you.
Off against the Grad family.
Woo!
You guys want to play a feud?
Yeah!
Let's do it!
Time for round two. Let's play the feud! Okay, we're going to have Jerry Wachowski square off against Randy Wang. Buzz in by shouting your name. Jerry, do you need to stand on a milk crate to reach the buzzer?
Actually, I wore my tall shoes today, Louie.
Oh, you can stand
I have boots on right now.
You can stand on your tippy toes.
Yeah,
Randy,
I'll
can,
be fine.
Randy, can you lean down a little bit just to make it fair?
You got it, Louie.
Okay. We surveyed 100 married women. Try to get the most popular answer. Five answers on a board in the survey.
What was that?
We asked 100 married women. Tell me something you always have to push your husband to do.
Jerry. Laundry.
Jesus Christ.
Show me laundry.
Pig. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Not there. Randy, if you get one answer, you get control.
What's wrong with me?
100 married women, name something you're always pushing your husband to do. It's not laundry. Good
His
luck.
Nails?
All right, we're going to go with mow the lawn.
There you go.
Okay, show
that makes
me.
Makes more sense.
Mow the lawn. Number five answer.
Uh-oh. They ain't going to get five of them, though.
Well, they only have to get four more. You guys want to play a pass? Talk about it. Talk about
it. What do you think, Gina?
You can talk out loud.
I'm sorry. I think we can do it.
You think we can do it?
Let's play the board. Feud.
All right, you know what? Louie, we're going to play the feud.
Hey, guys, they're going to play, okay?
Good luck.
They're going to play the feud. If they clear the board, then we got a real tight game. If they get three strikes, be thinking of a steal, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, do you gamble?
I do, actually, yeah. You see me down at the casino?
Yeah, I thought I saw you at Commerce.
Yeah. I can't wait till the show's over. I can get back to the floor.
Oh. You like cards?
I do like cards. Yeah, greeting cards?
No, playing cards.
Yes, I like playing cards.
Do you ever see Life with Louie?
Yeah, I have not. I've missed that.
I'm going to come back to you in a few minutes, okay?
Thank you. Louie Anderson.
Gina Grad, we surveyed 100 married women and we asked them, tell me something you always have to push your husband to do. Yard work and mow the lawn is taken. Four more answers unrevealed. 3 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm going to go with pick up their clothes.
Show me pick up their clothes. That's the first strike against you, Randy Wang.
All right. I'm going to go with get out of bed.
That's even dumber
than
mine.
Yeah. Good one, Randy. Good.
Good answer.
Remind him to get out of bed.
Get out of bed. If get out of bed is there, you're in pretty good shape. If not, second strike and you're in a real bad spot. Show me get out of the sack. That's two strikes against you now. A lot of pressure on Gina here. Good luck. Four answers remain unrevealed. Conway family is sitting over there getting ready to steal. Jerry, you getting ready to steal?
Yeah, I'm thinking of a good one.
Play the feud?
I want to play the feud, Louis.
Play the feud, God damn it. Okay, Gina, 3 seconds. We asked 100 married women. And you're a woman. Are you married?
No, I'm Louie, I'm not.
Have you ever been married?
No, I haven't.
Would you like to be?
I'm good. I'm good for now.
Okay. We asked 100 married women, tell me something you always have to push your husband to do. 3 seconds.
Louie, I'm going to go with buy them things. Buy them presents.
If buy them presents is there... you're doing well, if not third strike, and the Conway family gets a chance to steal.
That's a strike. Let's go, Jerry.
Show me buy them presents. Not there. Sorry.
Did you and Randy understand the question?
Maybe not.
Okay.
Okay. Isn't picking up clothes in the same vein as what I said? By
we
the
come
way?
Back what to the say? Conway family for the steal. Okay, Tim, I want you to huddle with Jerry. We asked 100 married women, tell me something you always have to... push your husband to do. Right. What do you think he should say, Jerry? You can say it out loud.
Change a light bulb?
That's, yeah.
You like that one? Wash the car?
Or wash the car, yeah.
Wash the car?
I think change a light bulb, though, definitely. Change
okay, 3 seconds. Three seconds.
Either one. I think we're good.
I need an answer.
Change a light bulb.
Okay.
I need an answer.
We're going to go with change the light bulbs.
If change a light bulb is there... you're running away with this game. If not, it's dead even, and the Grad family picks up all the points. Show me change a light bulb.
No, we're... okay.
Right.
Jesus!
The Grad family's running away with it.
That's 2-1. No, 2-0.
2-0.
Let's take a look at some of the answers that are unrevealed. The number one answer. Fix things.
Like the light bulb.
Like the light bulb, yeah.
No. No. You have to be more specific.
All right.
Fix things isn't specific at all. That's vague. That's the opposite of specific.
Everything could be fixed things.
Number two answer. Take out the garbage.
Fix more things.
Why didn't nobody say that?
I thought of it too late.
Number three. Take her out to dinner. Number four. Do the dishes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The Grad family is running away with the points, but it doesn't matter because in the third and final round, we triple the points on us.
Yeah!
You guys want to play the feud?
Love to.
You want
to
triple the points?
Let's triple them.
Let's play the feud. Okay, here we go. We're going to have Tim Conway Jr. squaring off against Gina Grad. Buzz in by shouting your name. Whoever wins this question with the triple points is going to win the game and go for $10,000. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
Name a magazine that you'd be surprised to see a woman reading.
Gina.
3 seconds.
Sports Illustrated.
Show me Sports Illustrated. Yes. Number one answer.
Oh, hell yes.
It's all right, Timmy. Don't
That's
worry.
That's right.
Now, you and Randy have to decide if you want to play or pass. If you play...
I think we're going to play.
That means you're going to clear the board. If you pass, you think they can't clear the board and you're going to try to steal. So what's it going to be, Gina?
We're going
to
play.
We're going to play.
Okay. Hi, Randy.
Hey, Louie.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'2", Louie.
You're 6'2". My gosh, and a full head of hair and everything.
Wow.
How long does it take you to do your hair?
About 5 seconds, Louie.
Do you dry it with a blow dryer or do you wind dry it?
I wind dry it.
Oh, yeah.
Hot.
Did you hear the question?
Yeah.
You have an answer, or you want to just hang out for a little while?
Well, I thought you were interviewing me.
I was, but I was distracted by your hair. You don't even part it. It's just like a big clump of hair.
You can't part it.
Look like Sean Hannity. Okay, right. Name a magazine you'd be surprised to see a woman reading. 4 answers left. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to go with Playboy.
Show me Playboy. Number 3 answer. 3 answers remain unrevealed. No strikes.
That's a good answer, Jared.
Okay, Tim, you should be thinking of a steal.
All right, we got
I'm thinking
one.
Of, I got a couple of them.
No strikes against you. You're in a good spot to go for that $10,000. You want to do that?
Yeah!
You want to play the feud?
I want to play the feud!
Well, then let's play the feud! Okay, Gina, you're a woman, so you should know this. Name a magazine you'll be surprised to see a woman reading.
I'll tell you one that I've never read, Louie, and that's Soldier of Fortune.
Show me Soldier of Fortune. First strike.
What are you doing
you
to me?
Kidding.
That's one magazine I've never read.
There's only about 30 people on the face of the planet that's ever read that magazine.
Okay, no taunting.
I never even heard of that.
No,
oh, really?
No taunting, because I have to go back to Randy.
Oh.
Hi, Randy.
Hi, Louie.
Hi, you know there's 3 answers left unrevealed.
Yeah, I'm going to go with...
You could go for $10,000.
Well, we intend to. I'm going to go with Popular Mechanics.
Oh.
Very good answer, Randy. Good answer.
If Popular Mechanics is there, you're in pretty good shape. If not, it's your second strike. Conway family, you think of a steal?
We're ready.
You want me to be on?
We're ready.
Oh, God, help me. Show me Popular Mechanics.
Yeah!
It's there. 2 answers remain unrevealed. 1 strike against you. Back to Gina.
Who's Popular Mechanics?
Number 2, the first answer, number 1, Sports Illustrated. Number 2, Popular Mechanics. And number 3 is Playboy. We surveyed 100 people. We asked them, name a magazine you'd be surprised to see a woman reading. Gina, you have 3 seconds and 1 strike. Now you're on the feud.
Okay.
Soldier of Fortune is not there.
I'm going to go with Penthouse.
Good answer, Gina. Great answer.
If Penthouse is there, you're in good shape. If not, 2 strikes. Show me Penthouse.
I don't think many women read Penthouse.
Hey, you think Talkers is on there?
2 strikes on you. So, Randy Wang. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Louie.
Hey, what color is your shirt?
It's green.
Green is a good color for you.
Thanks, Louie.
It goes good with our set.
I know.
Hey, if you guess incorrectly, that's your 3rd strike. And the Conway family gets a chance to seal.
Hey, Louie, how come you're not like Richard Dawson and you don't kiss all the contestants?
Oh, come here for a second. Come here. Come here. Come here.
I'm here.
Come here.
Oh,
you like that on your cheek?
That was great,
Louie.
That
was on the lips.
Sh- Shut up, Jerry.
It's almost like you guys like doing this game just to get to there.
That was passionate.
Give me an answer. 3 seconds. We surveyed 100 people. Name a magazine you'd be surprised to see a woman reading.
All right, I'm going to go with Newsweek.
If Newsweek is there, you're in good shape. If not, third strike, Conway family gets a chance to steal. Show me Newsweek.
That was good, Randy. That was good.
Now, this
That's a real sexist thing to say, too.
You want to play the feud?
Anything with information.
Let's play the feud.
Let's play the feud.
Let's play the feud. This is for all the marbles. If the Conway family can give us one of the two remaining answers, they're going to go for $10,000. If not, it's going to be the Grad family. Jerry, what do you think Tim should say?
Forbes, Barron's.
Roden Track. Forbes.
I think Forbes is a good answer.
Forbes?
Yeah.
Money magazine?
Okay,
3 seconds.
You like Forbes?
There's something else.
Okay, Tim, I need an answer.
Forbes or...
I think Forbes is on there.
All right, let's go with Forbes.
I feel confident.
We're going to go with Forbes.
With Forbes magazine.
Yes.
If Forbes magazine is up there, you're going for $10,000.
All right.
And you won it last time.
Yes.
If not the Grad family, you're going to go for the money.
Yeah.
Show me Forbes magazine.
It's
got to be up. Come on.
Roden Track has to be up there.
High five.
The winner is the Grad family.
Car and driver's on
okay,
there.
Let's
car
look
and driver,
at
that's and
answer number four, please. GQ.
Gentlemen's GQ.
Quarterly. Good answer. You should have said that.
You like that magazine, don't you?
I love it. And number five, Field and Stream.
Field and Stream.
Looks like the Grad family won the field.
Jesus.
You want to go for $10,000?
We want to go for it, Louis.
Randy, you want to go for it?
We're ready.
Okay, they're going to go for $10,000. We're going to take a break, so stay where you are. The Grad family is going to go for $10,000 here on the feud. Okay, welcome back to the family feud. The Grad family is going to go for $10,000. Randy and Gina. Now, Gina, come here for a second.
Yes, Louie.
I need to send you off to the isolation chamber, okay? Okay, give Louie a hug.
Okay.
Come here. Oh, you're so cute. You're so cute. Go to the isolation chamber. Get out of here. The hell out of here. Randy Wang, are you ready to go?
I'm ready, Louie.
I'm going to ask you 5 questions. You give me most popular answer. If you and Gina reach 200 points, you get $10,000. But not really, okay?
Okay. Can I get a kiss for luck?
No.
Richard Dawson would give me a kiss for luck.
Hey, Tim, I think he's a little weird.
Definitely a weirdo.
Give me 20 seconds on the clock, please. Tell me an animal you always tried to catch when you were a kid but never could.
I'm going to go with a squirrel.
Something that might make a blind date not go very well.
I'm going to go with...
Jesus Christ.
Pass.
Something you do in your nightmares.
Cry.
When someone's staring at you for a long time, what do you do?
Turn away.
A place you'd expect to be very noisy.
Disneyland.
Turn around. Wow, it took a while there. I think he took more than 20 seconds, Tim.
Took about 3 minutes on question two. Hi.
I said to you, tell me an animal you always tried to catch when you were a kid, but you never could, and you said squirrel. Survey says 12 points. I said, name something that might make a blind date go bad, and you passed. Have you ever been on a blind date?
No, I haven't, Louie.
He's never been on a date.
Shut up, Jerry.
Good reason to pass, then. Tell me something you do in your nightmares, and you said cry. Survey says 20 points.
Yeah.
So you're up to 32 points. Way to go. Gina Grad's in the isolation chamber. She can't hear any of your answers. You want to play the feud?
I want to play the feud.
Let's play the feud. When someone's been staring at you for a long time, what do you do? And you said, turn around.
I said, turn away.
Oh, right.
Survey says... Number one answer, 55 points.
Yeah! Wow.
87
points, way to go. And finally, I asked you, name a place you'd expect to be very noisy. And you said Disneyland. Survey said...
No.
Not there. Sorry, but you got 87 points. Not a bad job.
All right, how many points do we need to get to
200.
Win?
200.
200. Let's get Gina Grad in here to play the feud.
All right, Jerry. Grab Gina Grad in there.
Good job,
in the isolation booth.
Gina!
87 points. You guys are 113 away.
Hi, Gina.
Hi.
Randy got you 87 points. You need 113 for $10,000, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to ask you the same five questions I asked Randy Wang. You cannot duplicate an answer. If you do, you'll hear this. I'll say try again, and you give me another answer.
Okay.
Give me, it's a little harder, and it takes a little longer, so I'm going to give you 25 seconds on the clock, please.
Instead of how many?
20, but okay. Don't be such a stickler. Here we go. Tell me an animal you always tried to catch when you were little but never could.
Firefly.
Tell me something specific that might make a blind date not go well.
Ugly date.
Something you do in your nightmares.
Toss and turn.
When someone's been staring at you for a long time, tell me what you do.
Stare back at them.
Name a place you'd expect to be very noisy.
A concert.
Turn around.
Okay.
Good answers. Good answers. Okay, Gina, let's see if you can get 113 points.
Okay.
We can do this.
I said when you were a kid, something you tried to catch an animal, but you never could catch it, and you said a firefly. Survey says... Nothing.
I guess everybody catches fireflies.
Number one answer was a cat.
A cat.
You try to grab a cat and it always runs away.
A cat.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said, name something specific. Mind me, mind me, go bad. And you said an ugly date. Survey says 32 points.
Good, good.
Ugly date or bad looking. Way to go. Number one answer was car trouble or an accident. You should know about that.
Yeah.
You have 119 points. You need 81 points for $10,000. Okay, name something you do in your nightmares. And you said toss and turn.
So if like somebody's coming at you with a gun or a knife, you toss and turn.
Survey says...
I thought you meant what do you physically do when you're sleeping?
Sorry, Gina.
And your nightmare is you scream. Number one answer, scream.
Okay. I didn't understand that question.
Tell me something you do when someone's been staring at you for a long time. You said stare back.
Good answer.
Survey says...
Yay!
24 points. Way to go. There's only one question left, and... You have 143 points. You need 57 points for $10,000.
Concert's a good one, though.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
I asked you, but you need 57 points. Name a place you'd expect to be very noisy. If concert's worth 57 points, you win $10,000. Show me concert! 42 points!
Oh!
That gives you 185 points. $5 every point total. Gina, way to go.
Thanks, Louie.
Good job.
Number one loud answer.
Good job playing the feud. Number one answer, a stadium or a ball game. Okay, Jerry, you satisfied? You little idiot. Randy, good job.
Thank you,
good
Louie.
Job, Randy.
Hey, Tim, good job. Jerry, good job.
Good job. Thank you.
Did everybody enjoy playing the feud?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are y'all going to come back and play the feud?
Yeah.
Let's go to break.
Well, let's play the feud then and come back and play the feud.